Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I mean, we're going to have fried fish today. Is that what it is? Fried fish
fries
on Friday, and French fries and fried barbecue something or other. Can you fry something and barbecue it? It doesn't sound like...
Yeah, why not?
Is it? Listen.
Throw some barbecue sauce on it after you fry it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there we have it. The recipe for dinner tonight, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere interested in what's going on in the world on January the 12th. It is Friday. Good day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, optimistic about the weekend, even though we're going to get slammed. The whole country's getting slammed with weather because it's winter. Yes, it's not global warming. It's winter. Oh. It's the... What do they call that thing? The polar vortex.
Polar vortex.
Mm-hmm. Let me get you.
Comes around every year, but yet every year we're like, a what?
Wow, yeah, look at this. We're so foolish. We're so suggestible.
We have to name everything and then we have to rename everything.
Right, exactly, yep. I have the willpower to stand on my own and have my own thoughts and tell people I don't think this makes a whole lot of sense. Am I... crying like lone, am I all by myself? I'm in the woods by myself. I'm the only one who's there. Excuse me. All right. Willpower. What a great word, isn't it? The steam for life's locomotion. It is the reason we do things. The reason that this lady Marlene Engelhorn, who inherited a fortune from her grandmother, she lives in Vienna. Co-founder of a campaign to combat wealth inequality, setting up plans to redistribute the inheritance by placing it in the hands of the Good Council for Redistribution. Who knew there was such a thing? 50 people, ages of 16 and on upwards, 10,000 addresses were randomly selected, sent invitations to apply for membership. Applications will require people to complete a short survey, here you go, before you, people there are researching you, narrowing down the applicants to 50, and then there you go. This lady says, I've inherited a fortune, therefore I have the power. I didn't do anything, so I have the power to do what I want with it. The state doesn't even want to tax it. This lady's not necessarily... I think that the people who want to do this, God love them. Do what you want. If you don't want to, that's okay, too. It's up to you. It's your money. You should do what you want to it. Inheritance tax has been abolished in her country in 2008. She said, quote, I see this as a failure of decision makers. It's not the inheritance that should ensure that I'm doing well in life, but the way I distribute or contribute to society. Well, then, lady, who decides what the contribution is worth? You can decide for yourself what you think your contribution is worth, and God love you. But don't please tell me that somebody else's contribution isn't what it isn't the factor in things. We just want to take away whatever it is that the state or somebody else wants to use. Well, that's not... your decision.
Well, she's saying how she contributes to society in a non-monetary way. That somebody's worth isn't just based on their birthrate or their birth.
That's true.
With the family that they were born. That their worth is how they contribute to society, not only in a monetary way, but just do they take care of their neighbors? Do they...
We can all do that in a different way. In different ways.
Exactly.
To do it as well as you can. I'd like to think that I do that with what I'm doing to save some land here on my farm. Everybody's got a different way of looking at these sorts of things. But that's it. It's your decision, not somebody else's. And somebody else will say, well, how come you got all that money and I don't? That's none of your damn business. This is not about you. This is about what she has found herself surrounded by. And by the same token, it's not up to her to decide that Bill Gates ought to distribute the money that he's got. Bill Gates
even
needs
though he
to
does.
Figure that out. Yeah, he's pretty good at doing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's buying too much farmland. That's something that is disturbing to a lot of people. What's he going to do with all the farmland? But that's the people who make judgments based on this sort of thing are at best annoying and at worst wrong. It's not you. It's not your money. It's not up to you. And that's what the state has done. Austria and some European countries and our country and other countries have decided they want to extort money from people who have it just because they have it and because they want it, then they want to redistribute it in their own way. And that's mm-hmm. not the way it works. Or it is the way it works, but it isn't the way it should work. It's not right.
Yeah, she's supposed to have this council for redistribution of 50 people ages 16 and up, and they have certain things that they have to look for. Like, the money can only go towards nonprofit things, nothing that takes away from life or society. She really set things
plenty
up
of
where.
Stuff around. Yeah, plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff. You could use the money to start a new sewage treatment plant.
Wouldn't that be for profit?
No, not necessarily. Not if you decide you don't want it to be. I come up with these wild ideas. No, you can have a non-profit sewage treatment plant. Right? As a matter of fact, in that vein, those of you who are all worked up about the global warming and what do we do with gases and stuff, this is a perfect fix for sustainable energy. In another corner of the world, there's a program going on that's starting, I think, next month in Vancouver. They are transforming the energy landscape there by collecting all of the garbage, anything that has any ability to be warm, because if you put garbage, it's like anything else, my manure pile on the farm, the compost pile. Anything that's organic, when you pile it on top of each other, is going to be warm. It's going to get warm. And they're taking that heat, that gas, and they're using it to produce energy. Renewable heat source. Pretty good, right? In this case, there are 6,000 homes that will get their electricity from this sewage treatment plant. It's a good idea. We can do that here. Yeah, it's very good. We could do that easily. All right, what else can we do here? It's time for all the numbers to come in from December. And consumer prices last month rose more than they have for a while. It's December, though. See, this is it. The twist on these stories is there's not the contextual look at what happened last December or 10 Decembers ago or 100 Decembers ago. People always spend more money, and prices are always higher in December. Hello, it's Christmas. People are buying things. They'll pay whatever the price is, even though you see all these ads everywhere. I hear them on the radio. This is a special deal, Black Friday, blah, blah, blah. They've already inflated the prices, so when they mark them down, they're still getting the profit out of them that they want. And plus the fact there's a lot to be said for volume. As long as you're selling things, and you're not selling it at a loss, that's not going to do anybody any good. So here we go with the people who want, this is the same group, in a manner of speaking, that wants to take your money away. They want to control what you do with your money. Well, maybe we better do something with the interest rates again, which is not what the Federal Reserve wants to do. They're going to dial back inflation, so they have said, cutting interest rates more this year. And whether or not this is a plant, whether somebody has come up with this to complicate those plans to cut interest rates so that people could borrow more and use their credit cards more and have the ability to mortgage property to buy new homes, that sort of thing. So anyway, I just, this is such hooey. So when you read these statistics this morning, or you hear somebody else talking about them on the Bloomberg radio station that's near you, or even maybe Dave Ramsey will talk about it, although he puts things into perspective fairly well, the price increases were big on food. Okay, that happens in Thanksgiving and through Christmas. Prices on beef went up 8 or 9%. Price of crackers, here's something important, boys and girls, rose 8% last month.
Goodness.
Biscuits, that'll put us right over the top, right? That'll end your life. The cost you pay for biscuits and rolls and muffins and pasta and rice. Wow. That'll be the end of the world. Should we talk about this on the Food Farm Family Report?
Yeah, we could do both.
Hopefully I'm making my point here that this is something that is seasonal. Food always costs more. Food has cost a lot more the last couple of years because we don't have enough of it. We don't have enough farmers. We have people using the land in inappropriate ways instead of keeping the land going. I went doing some farm work yesterday and drove by a couple of fields that I used to cut lots of hay off of, 1,700 bales a year, and the town decided that they wanted to let that just grow. Just leave the fields alone, don't take the hay off of them, and be a natural habitat for all of the animals that would like it. Well, hello, duh, you're so stupid over there. The animals have adapted to the field being mowed, and they have used the field and the surrounding areas to their advantage. So then they figured out, well, if we leave everything grow, it'll start getting wet and absorb water and become a swamp. So I guess we'll cut it with a mowing machine, just let it sit, which is another thing that doesn't work well. But they don't get it because they don't know. And they don't ask questions. They just assume that this is the right thing to do. And it's not. So anyway, well, I'm on my toot today, aren't I? Well, listen. Everybody needs to have a toot, right? Toot, 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 toot. It's 18. Hello, happy Friday. 18 after. This is Good Day.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence having come?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximize.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time to focus on good stuff. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. It's Friday, and this is the portion of the hour in which we dig into some of the trending items on social media, whether they be fake or not. And in this circumstance, apparently, we got lots of fake stuff regarding Taylor Swift. I know she makes it into this column regularly, sometimes once, twice a week or no, but there's... a story floating around about Taylor Swift giving things away. Apparently, she's not giving any... well, she may be giving something away, but she's not giving this away. And so we'll get to the bottom of it, Jay. We'll get... this is an outrage. And we're going to fix it so everybody knows what's going on with Taylor Swift right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the hopes they shine.
There she is.
And when I meet the band,
take off your shirt.
Have a man, I can still say
and beat your chest if that's what you want to do because you're a Taylor Swift fan. How do Swifties make it known that they're Swifties, Jay? Do they just go to the concerts or... they buy the records,
yeah,
or they dance in the middle of the street?
When different conversations come up, we just know things.
Really?
Like, for instance, this whole Taylor Swift giveaway with the Le Creuset cookware. A Swiftie wouldn't have fallen for this. Because...
No.
Well, when you watch the ad, it's clearly very old photos that they use.
Mm-hmm.
You would notice immediately that it's not real. You can hear a little bit of the fakeness in the AI version of the voice. Mm-hmm. But people who are just the run-of-the-mill fans, not Swifties, or anybody who just wanted some free Le Creuset cookware, fell for it.
What is that? Is that a high-end brand? I don't know that much about
cookware. It's a French cookware brand. They are known for their cast-iron cookware, and it's good stuff. I mean, I do want some. But people
not
wanting,
from Taylor Swift, though.
Wanting to fall... Wanting to, like, people falling for this were commenting in the comment section too on social media of any of these ads saying, hey, I fell for this. I paid for shipping and handling. I never received the cookware. I tried to contact somebody. Nobody was available for me to even contact. Like, this is a scam. And so people on social media were trying to help each other out if they did fall for it.
Did she say anything about it?
A lot more with celebrities.
Yeah. Did she say anything about it herself?
No, representatives for her haven't responded yet, but it is definitely...
Should they, or should they just leave it alone?
No, I mean, I feel like Le Creuset and her camp should definitely respond. Because we're seeing this a lot with celebrities, where people are not necessarily faking images or videos, even if they are, and stuff like
Scarlett
this,
Johansson.
But they're faking the voiceovers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of that sort of thing... So, Taylor Swift is not a bad actor. Oh, that's another thing. You noticed at the Golden Globes the other night, the movie of her concert was up for Best Movie of the Year award. I wonder
if it wasn't Best Movie of the Year. It was, like, event or theatrical event.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever. That's a new one. I wonder if she becomes an actress in the future. I wonder how that'll...
She has been in different things. She was in Valentine's Day, Cats.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. On Capitol Hill, a government shutdown clock is now counting down once again. By January 19th, Congress needs to pass roughly a dozen spending bills or parts of the government go unfunded.
It has become crystal clear that it will take more than a week to finish the appropriations process.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who announced an earlier spending deal with new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, but there's been some pushback in the days since. Several House conservatives are speaking against the deal because it does not include deep enough spending cuts. Hunter Biden is pleading not guilty to federal tax charges in California. The president's son arrived at the arraignment Thursday in downtown Los Angeles. Entering his plea, he faces 3 felony and 6 misdemeanors. misdemeanor charges and stands accused of failing to pay taxes, among other things. Hunter could face sentencing of up to 17 years in prison if convicted there. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Why did it have to be snakes? That was a great scene. I forgot whether you liked the Indiana Jones series or not, Jay.
The only one I've seen was the Crystal Skull one, which I was not a fan of.
Really?
I'm familiar with them enough, but no, I've never seen the rest of them.
Ah, they're great. And that's a great, they're just... the Steven Spielberg touch is just enough to get people, you know, there's enough scary stuff. You love scary stuff. I don't like it at all. So there were some places in some of the movies that I would wince, but it turns out that it's all pretty much in good fun. And you see it, whether you like that kind of fun or not. It's entertaining, and Harrison Ford did a great job. He is Indiana Jones.
Nobody
else is ever going to be Indiana Jones under any circumstances. Yeah, for sure. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Progressive. Progressive Insurance would like you to know that you can go to their website, progressive.com, You can protect your home, everything in it. You can protect your car and everything around it. You can save as you bundle the car and home products together. Check it out by going to progressive.com, s'il vous plaît. The positive nature of today, this is Friday, and so we all think, well, it seems like it was just Monday, now it's Friday. Have the weekend to do all of our stuff, whatever it is you're going to do. I'm going out to New York to go bring some things to an auction and pick up some stuff. That'll be exciting. Daisy and I'll have a nice ride in the truck, in the rain. There's a lot of rain coming across the country as well, but if you feel like you don't want to do anything, weekend's a good time to stay in the sack, right? Or maybe watch a movie or read a good book or go to the gym and exercise. Do all of those things if you have a traditional Monday through Friday job. If you don't, well, think positively about it. And next week when you have a day or two off in the middle of the week, you'll find fewer people in the gym. Less competition for, right? That's the way it works.
Less people around running errands when you are running your errands.
Yeah, exactly. Put that into your mind. Good words, good ideas that shape our lives and drive us all towards success. Be happy. You know the old that song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. That's a different kind of happiness, but the happy from Pharrell Williams, right? Pharrell Williams. Think and feel, because how you think and feel has a profound effect on your ability to recognize opportunities, how well you perform, the outcome of the goals that you set for yourself. We're into the second week of New Year's resolutions. How are you doing? Are you maintaining an optimistic outlook on the things you decided you wanted to do? Are you harboring positive thoughts about the things that you said you wanted to do as you went into the new year? Are you creating the circumstances that are conducive to you achieving what it is that you desire? I feel like I'm a preacher sometimes when I go off on a tune with some of my ideas. But I just hope that I can help you set a tone, because there are a lot of challenges around today. We just talked about the scams with the Taylor Swift thing. I mean, there's scams everywhere. There are people trying to rip you off every day in all kinds of circumstances. So you figure out how not to be ripped off. Come up with a positive conclusion, the right actions, and I think that in your head, the right place. I mean, I go down these rat holes all the time with things that I think are wrong or going on, and they really aren't. But, you know, your mind gets something in focus, and you just go, boom, bada, boom, bada, boom, bada, boom. But I know, because I've had a lot of good help over the years, that positive thinking will dramatically increase your chances of being successful no matter what the endeavor. You want to be successful in your marriage, want to be successful with your family, want to be successful at your work, you want to be a good golfer, whatever the heck it is that you want to do, relax with it. There are solutions to that slice that you get every time you're on the second hole, right? And, you know, go through the situation and the outcome, and you'll get rid of the roadblocks. That's the way I think it works. And if you're close to somebody, some religion person, that's good. Sometimes that helps you out a little bit. It sounds silly, and sometimes it sounds simplistic. I get that. I know that. It may be, however, that it is that simple. A shift in your attention, it's a mindset that you have. You know, the Republicans are always white, right, and the Democrats are always wrong. No. That's not true. Get real. Right? Whenever a negative thought enters your mind, replace it with something constructive, like there are people in Washington who are trying to do good things, and there are people in Washington who are not doing good things. And that's if you dwell on that sort of thing, maybe your mother-in-law you don't like, and maybe you want to put her into a position, or your father-in-law. It's always the mother-in-law jokes, but sometimes the father-in-laws are just as bad. Just as distracting, or whatever it is. So, is that good? Is that a lesson? Here endeth the morning lesson.
Here endeth it.
It is. It's over. Speaking of things that are over, China's manufacturing activity is over. The signs, as I said earlier, all these numbers are coming in from December. The economy is struggling in China. Survey of factory managers shows manufacturing contracted the sign that this economy is slugging. Is slugging down? No, slowing down. It is sluggish, right? What do they call it? GPS, GPI, the gross productive something or other, whatever that is, went down 50 points. And that's because in the last 9 months, the index has gone down because the amount of goods and services, mostly goods, they don't sell many services, they sell goods. Then their factory output's way down. And we see, and if we take what we buy over here, or you buy in Europe, or you buy anywhere around the world, China has been the predominant influencer in things being made and then selling them in the last 30 years or more. And the economy has been fabulous and very dynamic. However, that's not the case now. Part of it is interest rates. Part of it is the pressure to get things that were used to be made here, for example, or in other places, made back here or in other countries. So anyway, I don't necessarily think this is something to celebrate. It's something to be realistic about and to understand that, yes, even if you haven't looked at the label, and even if you don't care where something comes from, there are other people who do. So you can raise your consciousness and not buy stuff made in China, or you can keep doing it, but you're becoming a minority. Certainly fewer and fewer things. Although if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or places like that, look at all the things they have in the hardware department. When you go out and look at the things that they have to be sold with washers and dryers and stoves, a lot of them are still made with American brands. I think it's un-American to put an American brand name on a product made in China. I just do. I think it's bad, bad business. So anyway, there's my toot on China. Here's the story of a couple of bodies of two men who died while they were in Alabama's prison system. Guess, my God, Jay, these people were missing their hearts and other organs.
Yeah,
so
their bodies were returned to the family without these organs, just completely gone.
Yeah. So the families are suing the state of Alabama and their Department of Corrections, as well they should. This guy, one guy's body was decomposing. His heart was taken out. His remains were sent to the family. So they filed a suit. The daughter of this guy, Charles Edward Singleton, who was in the slammer for I'm not sure what, but not important. The father's body was missing all of his internal organs. There are a couple of different families. An attorney representing them said the experience of these families shows that this is part of a pattern. Apparently, there are other people who started complaining years ago about this sort of the organ harvesting going on in bodies. And when either these guys are getting killed in prison or they're dying of natural causes, but when their bodies are found, in this case, I think both of these foul play is expected. So they kill them. They take out, I'm sure this is something on the inside with the guards and stuff, right? They kill these guys. They take their organs and sell them, and then they pocket the dough. Pretty damned outrageous. And so what are you going to do about that? I was looking at this, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't tell the story because it'd give people ideas. No, people should know what's going on. I bet you this isn't the only place in the country because all these guys talk to each other and there's a network of prison guards all around the country. I'll bet if you investigate the prison systems in most states, you'll find this stuff going on. So what's the penalty? These families will get millions of dollars from the state. You wait. Right? And they should. This is, people in jail, they were in jail. I can hear somebody saying that, right? They were in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they have to get killed and their heart and kidneys and livers and everything else to get taken out so they go somewhere else. Those things are worth lots of money on the open market.
It's not just some amateur that could do something like that because you have to have the know-how. You have to act fast to not damage the organs. If that is the case, and the funeral director even said that normally organs are in a, they are taken out, placed in a bag, and that bag is put back in the body after an autopsy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, just the whole bag was missing, or just one of the organs.
Wow.
This is, craziness.
All right, let's get some, find me some happy birthday music, will you please? Mom's in the news. Pennsylvania mother says a man has broken into her home on a number of occasions to watch her daughter sleep. This is creepy as hell. This woman in Coatesville says the unidentified man has come into her family's home four times so far. He's coming in, has conversations with the daughter, and then he leaves. Or he watches her go to sleep. Huh?
Get better locks on the doors and windows. Why did it take four times? Like, after one time, once is too much.
Woof. All right, here's another mom story. Sort of a happy birthday. This is a great story. A mother welcomed her son on her birthday. She has a new baby boy born on her birthday. And she also shares the birthday with her 8-year-old daughter. So her son and her daughter and her have the same birthday. Wow. Hey, that's kind of cool. January 12th. That's today. Whoa. Okay. They were supposed, the baby is supposed to be born today, but it was born the other day. So that's why there's this big thing. It was, I think, January 3rd or January 9th. I'm not sure what the date was, but the story here is that the mother has a new baby, and it was born on her birthday, which she also, she gave birth to her 8-year-old daughter 8 years before this on her birthday as well. Wild stuff, right? Who would have thunk it? Good, good. Let's see. One more quick mommy story. Florida homeowner speaking out after she says her driveway was torn up without her knowledge. She put her house on the market, came back from a trip to find dirt. Somebody came in and took all the tar off her driveway. Man, there are scams everywhere, aren't there? Huh? 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. and it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Whoops, wait a minute. I was about to give away a half an hour or take back half an hour. It's now 53 after the hour. It's food, farm, and family time here on the Good Day program. Yesterday we were talking about celebrating National Milk Day, and you can hear the whole story behind the story at foodfarmfamily.com, the audio and the supporting documentation, if you will. So what do we have to celebrate today? What's appropriate for a winter day when there's a lot of wind and rain and snow? How about National Hot Tea Day?
Yes.
5,000 years in the making. Started during the Tang Dynasty. And no, for those of you who just don't get it, Tang Dynasty is not about the substance that was made for the astronauts to drink when they were up in orbit. The Tang Dynasty is an old Chinese philosophical reality, if you will. And in that time, legend has it, that tea leaves fell into a pot of water that was being boiled for the emperor. He drank the brew, he found it delicious, and wow, from there, fast forward, the physical evidence of tea and what it does for you. There's some tea that was found in a mausoleum of one of the emperors about 10 years ago. And so that brings it back to the 2nd century B.C., the Han Dynasty. So it was the Tang Dynasty. Not that you remember this or you ever studied it. I did. So I'm dangerous when it comes to Chinese history and the dynasties and what went on, the religions and that sort of thing. But this was, if you go back to 59 B.C., and I'm sure you're not going to do this, but I'll help you with it, the first known reference to boiling tea, right? The tea cultivation also, as it's just it's kind of like a lot of other things. It's a weed. And it's been, you know, like it grew naturally. It's like lots of other weeds that have become part of our lives. Kelp. What is it? Kelp? Kelp. Kelp. What is it? It's kelp, right? Yeah. The stuff that we have in our salads. That's a weed. Lettuce was a weed. Marijuana is a weed. All right, so that's what, hello, duh, why do you think they call it weed? Anyway, the tea was brought over to the Western world by the merchants from China in the 16th century. And then, you know, fast forward, the Dutch East India Company moved lots of tea around from Macau to Java. That's one of the reasons, well, you get that, right? Java. Tea was sold in coffee houses in London back in the 1650s. And, you know, it's been, but it became an English sort of thing to the point where it was a big thing to import and export. And that's, remember the Boston Tea Party? It's all about tea. Hello, duh. 1773, that's what started us on our road to freedom. So the Tea Council was founded in 1950. Is this too much information about tea? Or is this instrumental?
No, tea is delicious.
Tea is good. Okay.
We'll keep talking.
So there
about
you
tea.
Have it. I'm going to get some hot tea as soon as we get done with this report, as a matter of fact. So I needed your help. I did not celebrate this because I didn't understand any of it. I was waiting for you to feel better and come back. National Cassoulet Day, C-A-S-S-O-U-L-E-T. Haven't the slightest idea. Apparently it's a casserole, right? And what's, but I want to make
it's
sure
like
I was pronouncing
stool,
it.
Like a slow-cooked stool,
stew. It'd be a lot different whether it's a stool or a stew. So apparently it has in it beans, sausages, goose stuff, and it came over with Columbus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was big in France as well.
They have duck or gizzards and stuff like that. I mean, it sounds gross. It's not my cup of tea.
No. The cup of tea is your cup of tea, but that stuff
is not. The cup of tea is my cup of tea.
Right. Wegmans, in the recall department, pretty unusual. They have issued a recall on outrageous oat cookies that have been made in their in-store bakeries because it may contain undeclared wheat. So if you got an allergy to wheat and you're eating this stuff, you probably will have a gluten problem. So all of the Wegmans locations around the country, mostly the eastern part of the country, if you have outrageous oat cookies, bring them back to Wegmans, get your money back, and say, I'd like $20 for my time and $20 for the gas. All right? People think, I've asked, some people think it's a great idea. Other people think that's kind of outrageous. Why is it outrageous? It's your time. Your time's worth something. It ought to be worth at least $20 an
hour.
Do you
know how much gas is? Right? How much it costs to drive up here? Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. So don't let them snooker you. Wegmans is a good company, good family company. I think you'll be fine. All right? So you got it? Got it? Get it. 59 past the hour. This hour of the Good Day program seems to be over.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.